Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All right, good morning. Wake up, you dumb sluts. Sorry, I haven't done that in a while. I'm feeling feisty on a Thursday.
Too many steroids.
I'm not nearly big enough that I'm taking steroids.
Steroids are on my mind. I watched that. What was her name? Sally? It's the bodybuilder girl.
Kiki's
on
was watching
who
that.
Murdered her husband.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
No. So Kiki was watching it, and I was catching bits and pieces of it as I was kind of working around the house and everything.
Just the whole bodybuilding thing, man. The guy was on. I mean, not just him. Every bodybuilder, like 6 different steroids. Well, going to Mexico to get them. Like it's just.
I remember the one part where the daughter's talking. She's like, "Yeah, mom and dad were both on steroids, and you know they just started arguing with each other a lot, and there was a lot of like,
that's
well, yeah,
what steroids do that's."
You have 2 people in the household that are just roided out of their minds. Probably not going to be very cohesive, you know, living environment.
God, that guy. Yeah. What's his name? Was Ray, I think.
He was a big
dude.
That's a big dude. Well, she wasn't small either. My God.
Just his shoulders alone.
I tell you though.
Now, his shoulder muscles, I should say, are wider than my shoulders.
My favorite thing of that whole part that I caught was the guy who was married to the female bodybuilder who then made tapes of him wrestling female bodybuilders.
What is going on? That, the whole time I'm scratching my noggin like what?
And
how
literally,
much weirder can we get?
He would literally just record them on an old VHS recorder and then mail them out from his couch was his office. And there he is just putting together these weird DVDs of him wrestling female bodybuilders.
What's going on?
Him getting leg locked by these big, ripped out ladies.
And just getting choked out. And people love it. I guess he's getting rich off of this.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was my favorite part because in some sick, twisted way, this guy was living out of fantasy. And then also mailing it out to other people who wanted to watch a guy get choked up by scantily clad, muscled up women.
The whole time. It got my attention. But the whole time, I had my hands on my head, just like looking at the wife, like, what is going on? Why is it with no?
Insane.
I don't know. It is, and that's why it's a good documentary.
Different strokes for different folks, and some of those strokes are getting choked out by a super muscular female.
Just some old VHS.
Your wife's in good shape. She could probably choke you out. Have her do a leg lock on you one of these days. just see what it does. See what it leads to. All right.
You know, hey, if I'm ever scrounging for change, maybe I'll send her out.
All right, honey.
Choke a few guys out.
This is going to seem weird, but look, I promise you. All right.
I've seen this work before.
It's only a couple guys you got to choke out, all right? So here, put on this unitard, all right? We're going to get out there, and you're going to choke out some guys, all right? All right. Yeah. They're going to love it. Trust me. This is what they want. Weird.
Day of work.
Weird day of work. Anyway. Yeah. All right, well, enough of getting choked out by scantily clad muscular women. We got to get to it. It is time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
And, of course, as always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Bintress Moving and Self Storage. You need it moved? You need it stored? Well, hit them up. Bintress Moving and Self Storage has everything you need, big or small. That's what's really great, too. They got something for every budget. So if you need it stored, you need it moved. Hit up the people with it in their name. Pinterest Moving and Self
Brock
Storage.
Just hangs out there. He sets up his chair.
It's a nice spot. It's a good spot. Safe, secure, out of the elements. It's great. Anyway, hit him up. Pinterest Moving and Self Storage. Your dumb vocabulary for today, Willy Whiskers.
He's got a few whiskers there, huh?
Willy Whiskers. Why did I immediately think of that Wooly Willy? Remember that old magnet game?
Yeah, for sure. Willy Whiskers. Willy Whiskers. It's just pubes, right? But they're like, are they real coarse?
Don't overthink it. It's just pubes, all right? Let's not go too deep into the Willy Whiskers, all right? You don't need to overthink this one. Yeah,
why do they stick out like that? That's
it's just
weird.
Your pubes. It's your pubes.
Growing out the side of the shaft like that? That's
quick pube story for you. The other day, the wife, she hollers from the bathroom, "Oh, why are there pubes on the toilet seat?" And I'm like, well, I'm getting old, all right? Things fall out. I mean, what do you want me to say?
That's what you say back here.
Willy whiskers. I left those there for you. Example, I got to trim my willy whiskers before my date tonight. You got to make it more aerodynamic. Just be careful. Just be careful, fellas, all right?
You find one in your sandwich. Willy whiskers.
Oh, God. And you can tell the difference. Like, you can tell that's not hair from my head.
You know what it is.
You can tell that that hair is not from someone's head. How did it get there?
Pull one out from the back of
your
head.
Oh, God.
Willy whiskers.
I hope it's an eyelash. No, it's not an eyelash, man. That is not an eyelash. Damn it. Well, I'm hungry, so I'm going to eat the
sandwich. See that curl at the end?
No, no.
Eyelashes don't do that.
You got a Jerry curl pubed? Pubes, is that what it is? Nice. Nice. All right. There you go. That is your dumb vocabulary for a Thursday. Of course, as always, brought to you by Pinterest Moving and Self Storage. We'll be back.
Hey, Alexa.